Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is Holly Harden, and I'm here from the Midwest part of Minnesota, and I'm reading from Mrs. Sundberg's cookbook titled Good Food from Mrs. Sundberg's Kitchen. This piece goes with the menu after caroling. Made English toffee on Saturday, and it was pretty good, but that was just the warm-up. I did a little dancing while I made dinner, too. Bacon, egg and cheese sandwiches on toasted English muffins, and some cheesy hash browns on the side, but not pancakes. I often make pancakes or waffles, too, but I felt the need to simplify lately, and not just at mealtime. Seems there's so much, too much of everything, everywhere. Not that a lot of everything is a bad thing, but really, people, why not switch gears a while and pare it down? And today is a good day to begin, the 1st of December, the dark month, the corner you round into Christmas and the New Year. Instead of going all out and getting all carried away with the season and working myself into some kind of list-induced migraine frenzy, what is it that really matters? Well, instead of sending out Christmas letters to friends and relatives who all pretty much know about me and my life, I'm going to send a few cards to people whom I know could use a piece of real mail. For Christmas Eve, rather than a big old dinner with all the fixings, I'll make everyone's favorite hors d'oeuvre along with a homemade pizza. No new Christmas outfits this year. We have nice clothes. Let's wear them. Instead of keeping a grid of numbers and prices and types of gifts for the kids, I'll simply buy a few nice gifts. And one of their gifts will be a trip to the grocery store to pick out groceries for another family, chocolates included. As for all those boxes of decorations and the big plastic Santa and the sacks of garland, well, perhaps we'll leave them and just do up the tree this year and set out candles all over the house and light them each night. Things don't have to be so complicated. You can wrap all the gifts in one pattern of wrapping paper and nobody's going to flip out. You don't have to make all the Christmas recipes in the box. If you don't make it to the holiday open house at the bank, your account won't be charged. You have one life, people. If it's not crammed full of stuff, it doesn't mean you're wasting it. It means you have time and space. And time is nice. Space is a good thing, especially if an opportunity to make a snowman comes along.
To listen to this episode again or subscribe to the podcast, and for more information about this author and her work, go to kumd.org and click on Arts. Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood. The assistant producer is Haley Westfall. Music by Sharon Isbin. Funding for this program is provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Women authors of Minnesota who would like to read their work on Women's Words are welcome to submit their writing via email to kumd@kumd.org.